PM at 5 PM with Eddie Mair
and Valerie Singleton. Tear gas is fired at migrants.
The migrants stormed that gate, they got it open, they started to go through, and then the Macedonian forces, the police force on the other side, started firing tear gas back. That caused a stampede of men, women and children back down this track, with lots of them obviously suffering from the effects of tear gas.
With the BBC News throughout the hour, Zeb Soans.
Migrants have smashed through part of a barbed wire fence separating Greece from Macedonia in a bid to head for Northern Europe. Macedonian police fired tear gas. It's thought they've smashed the previous world record for a group filibuster, 57 hours, set by a party in Canada 5 years ago.
Zeb Soans. Over 6,000 migrants have been stuck at the border between Greece and Macedonia for weeks. Macedonia is only letting through a few hundred people each day, so inevitably the numbers living at the border crossing in Idomeni have been rising. But today that impasse was broken as the crowd shouting "Open the border" used a steel pole to batter down the barbed wire fence and hurled stones at the Macedonian police. They responded by firing rounds of tear gas into the crowds in an attempt to disperse them. Our reporter Danny Savage described what happened.
I'm standing on the railway track here at the border crossing.
This could have backlash against many labour migrants in Moscow.
Famil, thank you. This is Monday's PM, as I say, on Leap Day. You heard George Fenton's famous PM theme right at the start of the programme, and of course, for the whole hour, thrilled to say that Valerie Singleton is here. You presented the programme for many, many
years.
Yes,
all through the 80s till the early 90s.
What's it like being back?
It's amazing. You'll notice I'm using paper rather than the new technology.
It's delightful.
All the computers. I have to crack that one, I think.
You were here for many years, of course, and we're getting a lot of response on Twitter from people delighted to hear you back.
Thank you.
Shall we have a listen? You didn't want to hear this today, so you're hearing this for the first time. We put together a small, not entirely representative montage, but we hope you'll find this fun at some of your time at PM over the years.
It's PM at 5 PM. With Valerie Singleton and Hugh Sykes.
Tonight, a massive 5% hike in Britain's interest rates to shore up the ailing pound. It didn't work.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons...
You didn't only work with well-known directors and stars, but people used to come and see you, didn't they?
Some of them would come in my trailer where I had my school on the set with the private tutor. Noel Coward was in there. Orson Welles I played croquet with. J. Edgar Hoover, when I met him, I decided that I wanted to be in the FBI. I wanted to be a G-woman with the G-men. That was about age 7 or 8 years old. And of all the laps I've sat on in my life, J. Edgar Hoover had the most comfortable lap. It was perfect.
The countdown to the announcement that rates were going up 2% began with heavy pressure on the pound early this morning and rumours flying around the city.
Lucy, what have you got in here? It's two buckets of frogs.
And then there's a great crested new hook.
Oh! Yeah, just lost a frog. There it is. Quite slippery, aren't they? Ooh!
Tonight, reports of 100 Soviet tanks heading for Boris Yeltsin's Moscow headquarters. Bush tells Yeltsin we support...
You're moved and shocked constantly. There's so many graves everywhere. You see them from the plane when you fly across Somalia. And then you see the what seem to be like walking dead. It's very... It's impossible to believe that some of those people are still alive and still walking. They're so rail thin and their great big eyes sort of stare at you. And unhappily, the irony is that now the rains have started, which of course the country needs so desperately, but it's doubled the death toll because of the cold, because of the diseases.
How has it affected you since you've been there?
I'll never be the same again.
Well, that was Audrey Hepburn talking about her trip to Somalia. What else did you?
Oh, fantastic. I was so delighted to interview her. Sadly, not face-to-face down the line, because I just grew up sort of admiring her. But I do remember the Shirley Temple. My gosh, it was a big biography. It took me the whole weekend to read. When I came in, they all said, you didn't read it, did you? Didn't you just read the flyleaf?
But you read it all.
I read it, but there's some lovely memories there. Thank you.
Now, if we hadn't dragged you in, I mean, how is life these days? What are you up to?
Well, I'm living in glorious Dorset near Sherborne. I'm doing lots of travel writing still, which I started in the 90s. I'm doing lots of award ceremonies, lunchtime and evening awards. I'm living with three lovely cats that were rescued from the Sherborne railway line about 3 years ago. And I've got a new knee 4 weeks ago as a result of filming with Len Goodman.
Oh, did you have some sexy dance that went?
No, well, I wish I'd had a sexy dance. We were having a photograph taken at the beginning of filming for his holiday programme. Nobody, it was just an accident. I stepped back, changed places, the ground wasn't there, and new knee followed.
But you've been hobbling around and very kindly agreed still to come in.
Oh, it's been fun. I'm really enjoying
to
it.
To do this for us. Much later in the programme, more on Leap Day. We'll hear what other PM listeners have been doing. And of course, we'll catch up with Geoffrey, who, as he told us last Monday, was hoping to overcome his depression and anxiety and get on a train, in fact, from Neath to Cardiff. You'll hear later whether he did it.
A row has broken out amongst a number of artists over a colour. Known as Vantablack, it's said to be unlike any black used by artists over the centuries. The dispute has erupted because the exclusive rights to use this black material have been given to the sculptor Sir Anish Kapoor. So what is so special about Vantablack? Here is Sir Anish on the Today programme in 2014.
So black is this that it's you know, comparable with a black hole.
Thank you, Julian Barnes-Dacey from the European Council on Foreign Relations.
We're going to stay with Syria for a moment. There are lots of elements that make a successful radio show. Editors, producers, engineers, you, the listeners, and, of course, the attractive, talented and surprisingly affordable presenters. But none of that would matter without a transmitter. In Syria, setting up a large radio transmission tower would be challenging business, which is why a German group is helping independent Syrian stations to broadcast shows by deploying transmitters the size of a child's shoebox to the region. They call them pocket FMs. Chris Valence has been listening in.
There we go. That was Chris Valence reporting. We are marking Leap Day with the help of Valerie Singleton and, as you heard at 5 o'clock, the old PM theme written by this man, George Fenton.
The thing that stands out for me about the PM theme is it's the only theme I've ever written for the radio.
And tell us about the work itself, how it sounds.
It was done on synthesizers, but it wasn't done in the way that people now use synthesizers, because it was played live on synthesizers. It wasn't sequenced. Now people use computers to sequence things and put down loops and things like that. But that was done. We played it. I went to one of the two go-to synth programmers of the day, a chef in, you know, top chef in the synthesizer world called Ken Freeman. And between us, we played it live, tracking it up. And that's how it went.
George Fenton. In the Times today, Matthew Side calls George Fenton's PM's theme the finest news jingle, with the possible exception of Newsnight, also written by Fenton, and Weekend World. He writes, but why then has the PM theme been taken off the air for so long? It was originally dropped out of respect for Princess Diana after her death in 1997, yet another of the overreactions at that sentimentalised juncture in British history, and was never revived. Isn't it time it came back for good? I'm sure Diana wouldn't mind one bit.
Well, that's what Matthew Side thinks. What about you? Should we bring back the PM theme for good or leave it as an occasional treat? At pm@bbc.co.uk, or let us know on the Twitter @BBCPM, where, by the way, Valerie Singleton is trending. Our listeners are marking Leap Day in a variety of ways. This is Simon.
I am a daily listener to PM, although here in Phuket, Thailand, sounds nice, I listen with my breakfast. On February the 29th, I will be joining eight other long-standing expats who all met originally in Dubai in the 80s and initiated the 292 lunch. The plan was to stay in touch long-term and meet for lunch on every leap year day. So, 292 diners from around the world will be arriving here in Phuket for a long weekend. The last lunch was in Goa. No plans for the 2020 lunch yet. PM listeners could take up the idea and initiate their own 292 lunch with the object to meet every 4 years. It's fun. It's something to look forward to.
And I think if we're still doing this in 4 years' time, Val, let's go to and join them wherever they are.
Oh, absolutely.
Helen says, thanks for the idea of doing something special on the 29th. She told us she would be
having a day trip to Ilkley in Yorkshire. I have been meaning to go for years and years. My favourite uncle was from Yorkshire, and although he lived in many different places over the years, he always remembered his beloved Yorkshire. As a child, I remember him singing at family parties the famous song, Now Age 69, I Am Making the Journey, a day trip from Liverpool.
Christine Bryan dropped us an email yesterday.
Tomorrow, leap year day. I will use my powered chair for the first time outside with a friend beside me. We will go around the block, admiring the early spring flowers.
Gillian G planned to spend today transcribing a diary.
It was written in 1958 when my grandmother, then almost 70, travelled alone on a cargo ship which took her, just a few passengers, to Nigeria. She was going to visit her daughter, who was then teaching in Nigeria's recently opened first school for girls. The diary has recently come into my possession, and although it's written in a very legible hand, I want to transcribe it so I can share it around my family.
And we will wait to hear in due course from Susie and Dougal. Susie also wrote yesterday to tell us...
29th of February is the due date of our baby, so we've been following your countdown and other listeners' plans for the 29th with particular interest. Well, of course, as most babies are not born on their due date, we'll probably have quite an uneventful day. We're just hoping baby decides to make an entrance soon.
We'll hear in a moment or two whether Geoffrey from Neath made the journey by train to Cardiff, as he told us last week he was hoping to do. No, we'll get the headlines.
Hollywood was at its liberal best, and then everyone went off after the Vanity Fair party.
Lots
forgot all about it, yeah.
Mark Rylance was saying how difficult it was to get into the parties. Policemen everywhere for the security.
If you've got one of those golden men, I've done this, so if you've got one of these golden men, it is quite easy to get in. He's probably too embarrassed to brandish his little golden man.
Whose did you steal?
And, I gave it back. It was a borrow.
if I'm not invited to do PM the day after the Oscars next year, I shall be watching all night. Thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.
I told you he was chatty, didn't I?
Yes, yeah. Lovely.
Jason Solomon's our semi-resident film critic. It's Leap Day and PM is marking the occasion by welcoming back Valerie Singleton to the programme. We did work together briefly in the early 90s.
We did a couple of programmes together, yeah.
And here we are again, obviously, later. Also, we've got George Fenton's PM theme music. If you missed it at the beginning, you'll catch it again at the end. And as we heard earlier, many listeners are doing their own thing, including Geoffrey Harris. 4 years ago...
She was keeping me... talking, whatever.
Geoffrey Harris, who made his trip today to Cardiff after all. And you made the trip today, Val, and we're very glad you did.
I've enjoyed it tremendously. It wasn't nearly as scary as I thought it would be. It's like old times. But you know, you keep reminding us, Eddie, that of course today is the 29th.
Yes.
I've lived through an awful lot of leap years, and I've never, believe it or not, ever actually asked anybody to marry me. I don't know how many more leap years I might have left, so I really can't miss this opportunity. I mean, I hope you'll understand, I can't actually go down on one knee. But
Not with your condition, no.
And listen, it's all right. I quite understand if you want to say no. I mean, I won't be offended, but I just have to do it once. Eddie Mayer, will you marry me?
How much of this music have we got?
Does it take that long time to think?
Well, I'm thinking of the... pros and cons.
Could live in Dorset? With
I hit the lyric there, Val. Oh.
I can die happy now. I've done it once.
Oh, it's so nice of you to ask. Why don't I think about it?
All right.
And in 2020, when Geoffrey's back on...
Okay.
I'll give you an answer.
All right. I think that's fair.
It's you to introduce Chris.
Oh, it's me. I'm so taken aback by my having the nerve to ask you to marry me. I completely forgot to introduce Chris Fawkes, who's doing the weather for us.
Thanks, Val. I was going to suggest that she didn't want to marry you. Yes, a very good evening to you. We've got some wet weather pushing its way eastwards across the British Isles. Temperatures around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius here. That's the weather.
Chris, thank you for that. Well, that's it. What a night.
Great fun. Off to Dorset now. Enjoyed it.
We'll do it again in 4 years if we're all spared.
I should look forward to it.
It's been terrific fun. Thank you. This has been PM with Eddie Mayer and Valerie Singleton. I'll be here on my own, sadly, tomorrow. Join me if you can. The news, as ever, starts at 5:00.